A New Zealand memorial service has been held for the former Cook Islands Prime Minister and Doctor, Joe Williams. He died aged 85 last month of COVID-19 in Auckland, where he'd been working as a physician. People from many different walks of life converged at the Vodafone Events Centre in Auckland on Thursday for the service. Christine Ravoy was there and joins me now. Christine, how was the turnout?
Kia rana, Johnny. There was several hundred people were there. I would put it at about 700 people at least that turned up at the Vodafone Events Centre to, farewell Dr. Joe Williams.
He obviously was a very revered figure. He had done a lot in his career, both as a physician and a politician. So I imagine the tributes were looking at his legacy in those fields.
Absolutely. He's a national hero. That's what we're hearing from all the people that spoke about him and the tributes that were pouring in from all the speakers, including his one that was from his daughter. And it was a very tearful one, but it brought everyone to tears. One of his daughters spoke on behalf of the family. But everyone else that spoke, including representatives from the Cook Islands government and the New Zealand government, all sang along the same lines of what an incredible legacy Dr. Joe Williams, or Papa Joe as he was fondly known and called, that he's left for the region in terms of politics and medicine, but in particular for the Cook Islands people themselves. This is a huge loss for the Cook Islanders.
Let's have a quick listen to the Cook Islands High Commissioner, Elizabeth Koteka.
The honour with which we bestow on him today stands as a significant representation of his success and professional achievement. Dr. Joe established a strong presence in the early years of modern development in the Cook Islands and went on to provide important markers throughout our historical record of national development.
New Zealand's Minister for Pacific Peoples, Alpita Williams, CEO, paid tribute to Dr. Williams. He's saying that it was a fitting and appropriate way for him to use the Maori whakatauki to describe the life of Papa Joe.
Wahinga te totarai te maungi a Tani. The totara has fallen in the forest of Tani. There's an appropriate proverb to describe the life and death of Dr. Joe Williams. A totara tree is a special tree and belongs to the group of chiefly trees, or rākau rangatira. I therefore think it is very fitting and appropriate that we use this Māori whakatauki to describe Papa Joe Williams. He was a giant of a man.
Quite a moving service. How would you describe the atmosphere?
Johnny, it was solemn. It was sad at times with the speeches. There was lots of singing. There was lots of musical tributes from various groups and people. There was even one presentation of a beautiful Samoan hymn by the members of the Pacific Medical Association that took part in the service. And they had songs in the Cook Islands community here in Aotearoa. It's their songs of praise and love for their beloved son.